Happy to be joined by this gentleman one more time, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan on the phone. Hi, sir. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing well. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. So anyway, things starting to look pretty good. Numbers look good, right?
Very good. In terms of COVID, we're at the best we've been in terms of the data. I think the most compelling statistic, in the last 72 hours, we tested over 1,800 residents, which is very high, and only had 7 new positive cases. So that's a 0.39% infection rate. Very, very encouraging.
That is good. And unemployment numbers, you say, are declining. That's good.
So relatively good news. We know the economy took a huge hit. We were around 16% unemployment in April, and the May numbers that came out improved somewhat. We're at 11% now. So we have a lot of work to do, but it is encouraging. You know, phase three started yesterday in the region. Businesses are getting back going. We're seeing unemployment slowly go down, but we have a hard road ahead, and we're ready to and working to help support our businesses.
We are in phase three, but now phase four, in the way it would, I guess, be laid out, would be on the 7th of July. Is there any possibility of being able to move that up a little bit so that businesses could get the July 4th weekend revenue going?
We are talking about that with the state. That's definitely something that I and others have brought up. Don't know if we'll be able to get there, but we are definitely... We are definitely pushing for that.
So I'm on North Front Street yesterday looking for a parking space, and I see that the meters are still covered up. How long is that going to, I love it, don't get me wrong. How long is that going to be going on?
I don't know. That's Kingston Mayor Steve Noble has been, the city's been great, as have many others, in supporting residents and trying to relieve the economic pressure. I don't know the answer of when they will put have the meters back on.
Okay.
I'll admit that, but I can find out, and I'll let you and others know.
Appreciate it. Now, fireworks, will there be any July? What's going on with the July 4th celebration? Anything?
So we're hoping to announce some details in the next few days. I am a huge personal fan. It's my favorite holiday of 4th of July, and I love fireworks, as I know many do. We're hoping to be able to put something together where we can both celebrate Independence Day and honor our frontline workers, our healthcare workers, everybody that's put it on the line for us. So we're looking at some combination of parades around the county and possibly some fireworks, but we want to make sure we can do it safely. So hopefully some good news to come on that front soon.
Good. And the, it's not non-competitive, The team sports and stuff like that, we are looking at what date on that? July 6th, something like that?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of new kind of guidelines on different sports and puts them into three different categories. Basically, the safer sports are able to start shortly, and a lot of that detail is probably long. It would take a while to go through all the specifics. Unfortunately, I know it's a little confusing. We have all the details on our website, ulstercountyny.gov. It's also on the New York State website. But we are doing everything we can to get those kinds of things going with common sense kind of precautions.
Gotcha. When's your next town hall, sir?
We're still doing twice a week town halls. We had one yesterday, and the next one will be Thursday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And we want to keep everybody updated. You can always reach out with any questions. We have a 6 days a week. We have our recovery service center open Monday through Saturday. You can call with really any issues, COVID-related, housing need, food need, mental health, business support. It's 845-443-8888.
Good. What about rent in Ulster County? When is that going to be back to normal, expected to be paid? Landlords are chomping at the bit here.
Yeah, everybody's under so much pressure, we know. Landlords, obviously, our businesses that are occupying the commercial space, our families that are in their apartments, and many of whom don't have income. So the moratorium on evictions in the state will go through August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's being looked at and reevaluated. So I don't know for sure there. Our goal is to just try to help everybody hang on as long as we can economically until we can get people back to work.
Very nicely done. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, I want to thank you for a couple of minutes. Can we chat again next week, sir?
Would love to. Yeah, thanks for having me on, and thanks to everybody. The numbers are where they are, not by accident, but because of everybody taking this seriously. So appreciate everyone in the county and in the region doing their part.
Thank you very much, sir. Talk to you next week, 8 minutes after 9.
Care.